It's because I'm eternity, just for my class. I'm just asking just say a few things. During the Zatera, you know, recently Zatera, I also like to understand the text of the Zatera and read. Because Zatera is not just a Mr. Schmier, it's a Mr. Truman, it's understanding, it's study. In particular, I like to understand quite often the common denominator in the Zatera and the Zatera. The Rambam, the Gemara says, the Gemara is not explicit, but the Rambam says that the theorem must always be, must center around the Tzotrim, the motif of the Tzotrim, the main motif, the central theme of the Tzotrim, is the chapter of the theorem. So, and I told you, I mean, last week, before that, that when I studied Reishis, particularly Reishis, I listened to the Ramban's advice. Ramban says that whoever studies Reishis, whoever is concerned, I mean, creation, the metaphysical account of Ramban, the book of creation, refers not only to Parshas Bereishis. Parshas Bereishis is the book of creation, there's no need to tell it. Bereishis is all the time. The whole book is the one of creation. That created the world in Parshas Bereishis, with the Knesset Yisrael. It started with one family, and developed and extended into the great community. The Ramban says something else. Bereishis is the book of Sefer HaSimonim, we call Bereishis. The book of the symbol. It means Bereishis has recorded not only what happened, the event which took place. There was a certain individual by the name of Roman and only was in contact and communication with Almighty and so forth. However, Bereishis tells us more than that, not only what happened, but what is going to happen. My story is similar to the old story. He calls it the Book of the Simonim, the blueprint of Jewish history for our days. If one wants to understand Jewish history, not just superficial, in depth, and if he wants to gain an insight in the whole history, which we call Jewish history, so he has to study Bereishis. When I told you the first 2 weeks ago, as Rebbe, whenever he had an audience, I mean, whenever he had to see the governor general, I mean, at the Rome governor general, in Tiberias, this was the shadow. So he used to study Parshas Bereishis. Apparently, what did he study for? In order to understand how to handle certain complicated problems. What to ask, what not to ask. And Rebbe was the great Rabbeinu HaKodesh. So here, Rebbe was very careful. Once he said he neglected to study Bereishis, Amir Adishla. And he came and he was attacked by Robert and the definition of the failure, anyway. But I will answer that Ramban himself, he said, Ramban almost said. But there is one thing to be added to the Ramban, no doubt about it, that Bereishis is the blueprint of Jewish history, and Bereishis is reflected the image of the historical Jews with generations. And also it is a guidebook, or a guidebook, I mean, for the Jew who is sometimes confronted and very confused by his confrontation. I mean, it's nowadays like that. the Sefer Breishis not only. So basically, you say the Sefer HaSimonim, according to Ramban. The Sefer HaSimonim, the blueprint. What does Ramban mean? Of course, the main Maisav HaSimonim, according to Ramban, is basically the Jew has a double relationship. The double relationship, the Jew that must understand two relationships. Or a double relationship, one relationship, but a double one. Namely, his relationship to man, to the non-Jew, and then you say, Mohammed is Israel, the army. He's a non-Jew. The relationship between Avraham Avinu, you got to understand, and Avimelech. Or Yitzchak, Yitzchak and Avimelech. Or Reishach and Yaakov, the real confrontation. Or Jacob, I mean, family attacked and by an unknown, anonymous enemy, again a relationship. All those relationships, I mean, are not only recorded, are related not only to events which took place, but in the past, but they're also related to a great future. And if we could understand the world, the past of Israel, we could perhaps figure out, I mean, wisely, what our path should be throughout, from generation to generation. What path, what role should we take? I mean, we don't know, sometimes they are so confused, they don't know what kind of a role are we supposed to walk along. I mean, it's good. May it take now out of Israel and America and the Middle East. And, I mean, it's not a question. Not a problem here from the difficult. This is not just a difficult problem, it's one that. It's a problem which you cannot cope with because it is above and beyond the basic categories of the Jewish system. Such categories, such concepts are necessary in order to understand our relationship. The general history, the universal history cannot supply us, provide us with such concepts. The borders are almost on the non-rational. Anyway, the books from Bereishis is a Sefer HaSimonim. First of all, the Sefer HaSimonim pertaining to the relationship number one, namely the Israel. Of course, the hero in this drama is, of course, not Lavan, but Yisro. But Yisro. The opinion of Chazal had a different opinion. Chazal had an opinion that Lavan was not such a saint, and there was a very difficult enemy, and perhaps in that regard, who was an Yisro. Even though the Gemara doesn't say he was an Yisro. The God is just worse than the But all right, sir, I don't care. Now, both were enemies. Both were enemies. This is the Sefer HaSimonim, the Book of Kingdoms, of the blueprint of our relationship throughout the years, throughout the hundreds and thousands of years, with the non-Jewish world. Very difficult relationship. It hasn't made any progress at all. Number one. Number two, there's another relationship between Jew and Jew. Here is very much interested in our relationship to ourselves and Jews. Hoche ish mishpat v'loit lumi. Who is supposed to guide us, how to behave vis-a-vis another Jew. Friend, enemy, relative, another relationship. With our Sefer HaSimonim at two levels. So to say, at the level of foreign affairs, and at the level of internal affairs. It's been Israel and Israel. Act to Parshas Vayeshev, the period of the Sefer HaSimonim, as the book of blueprint, dealt with a lot of relations. The Israel Lavan, of course. The Israel Lavan. It culminated, as I told you, it culminated, this relationship. And the mystery thickens, actually, I mean, by the sudden attack with an antagonist, a his name we don't know. And then we're engaged later on that mysterious night. Engaged because apparently he wanted to destroy Jacob completely. He has not succeeded. But we are not sure that he will not come once more. This is the here and that story, that event reflects the most mysterious phase in Jewish history, like also. People who never met us hate us. Strange, in order to love a person and to hate him, his contact is necessary in the sense. If I have no contact with him, I never communicate with him. If I don't know him at all. So how can I hate him? No, how can I actually love him this person? The one exception is the Jewish people, the Jewish people who never dwelt with us, never came close to us. At least Asher had complaints. All right, I understand. Still, he was cheated by Yaakov, fine, all right. But the Riva, Yahweh Kish, Imeyad, Aleisa, Shachar, with the Ish and the Ish, because I know his name to Jacob. Men who have never seen us, men who doesn't know who it is, who Jacob was, a man who just had endurance and the tenacity to be in combat, to continue the combat throughout the night, throughout the dark, long night. This man, I mean, what motivates him, what motivates the Chinese to be against the state of Israel? Isn't it an unknown enemy, an anonymous? I understand what motivates the Arabs, I understand the Arabs. And we've got to understand the Arabs well. Understand the Arabs. I understand them in other. I understand in solid Russia. In certain respects, State of Israel is in her way to universal socialism. But I hope that Israel will not be a communist state, nor a socialist state, but be a state based on whose foundations can be. Zoko Mishpat, charity and justice. Such a state is resented by Russia. There's something else which is resented by Russia. People say, I'm just getting off the track. I'll come back. People have this funny illusion in the life in the 30s, and even before this. People said, among them many prominent Jews, said that it's possible to change Hitler in Russia. I'm an enemy of the Jew, not into France, but into a neutral being, not enemy. At that time I told many, now making a mistake, anti-Semitism is not just a detail in the program of Nazism. This is the very heart of Nazism. Without anti-Semitism, there is no Nazism. This is the source of... This anti-Semitism is the source of vitality, I mean. Actually, of energy, the source of energy. Although the Nazis possess, and that time they possess a lot of them. And very likely, and that's what made them move, and be successful. The same Russia, atheism in Russia, agnosticism, the denial of metaphysical being, and of a morality which is given to us from transcendental world. Those all and that human being is nothing else but an animal. Civilized animal, but an animal. So not spirituality of human beings. The human being is just an animal. I mean, this is out of the Darwinist theory. It doesn't, whatever is not just a coincidence that communism believes in all that. It's not a coincidence, it's a mistake. It's a part of the Marxist philosophy and the world picture. Because if man is a certain spiritual foundation, so the approach, the policy of the communist party, I mean, is wrong. If there is a physical world, a metaphysical world, there is no communist state. Or there is no communism as a political sphere. In my opinion, is the hatred that Russia has bears against Israel is because soft calls soft. At the very conclusion, everybody must admit that Israel is a representative of that metaphysical order, that metaphysical moral order, and then the whole outlook of our world, I mean, not just as a mechanical system, but as a spiritual system, is actually was brought about on the Jews responsible, right? The Jew is responsible. And the construct revival of Israel as a state means the revival of Israel as well, of the reign, of the sovereignty, of principles which we cannot accept. There's also things that some people think, I just got a letter the other day, people think that we have to change our policies with Russia, and instead of demanding that Russia tell the Jews to go, I mean, the way we have it, they shall be confirmed, the people, this is the same commission of the Almighty, so you stop telling them, because the Russians resent. When we go, I mean, why should the Jews leave the Gamaden? It's the Gamaden, I mean, you don't let them stay. But to actually prevail upon the Russians, they should give autonomy, religious autonomy to Jews in Moscow, and to start building, it's advisable to start building the yeshivas in Moscow, and what yeshiva has a mitzvah. And this will be financed and subsidized by the Russian government. I mean, you are laughing, but this is reality. It shows only how it's difficult to function. It's reality. Another first time I was invited to be on the commuter. Don't worry, Ivan. You know me, I'm waiting. Anyway, the relationship. It's the mysterious relationship between Jew and non-Jew is to be studied up to Vayishla, to the end of Vayishla. Vayishla is similar change. Something new comes up in the day. It's also a Sefer HaSimonim, the Ramban says. Sefer HaSimonim is a book filled with blueprints and hints and allusions as far as the future is concerned. But the problem there is not being destroyed for army, but being destroyed for Israel. Moreover, not only just two strangers, the relationship between father and son, between two brothers. This is also comes under my service to my brother. In other words, the Sefirot Yosef, according to Ramban theory, the Sefirot Yosef is responsible for the event with later, taken place. Narrative, for anyone who is very recorded later by the museum and the church. That's what I just a conference. And variations and variations after the fear, not only if you try throughout our history, I mean, our history was determined, and definitely was shaped and formed in accordance with the story which we tell ourselves about it. He is the Joseph and his brother. Could you suggest to me some idea? Some idea about the situations which became actually a motivating force in our Jewish history. What do you think? I saw the Malchus of the in the Makipur. Just a minute. I saw a Rudy Malchus. Yeah, the Pietan festival. But I don't believe you need the Piet for them. You can find it somewhere else. Somewhere else. Perhaps. The first of all is the Mesiras Yeshe. Mesiras Yeshe is an event, a dynamic event, not just it happened, a dynamic event which happened and throughout the ages been shaping the Jewish history, or the Jewish historical experience. You're correct, no doubt about it. But you will find it, I believe, not in only Marzer, but you will find this in the Yeshivas after. What is the affair of our Pesach Leisha, Pesach Yisrael, and our Bola Shlemo, our Michron Baket and Darwin, study. They're in Babylon away. In the theory, this part, this after, and Shabbat Shalish, if Shabbat Shalish does not coincide, this kind. If you would study the parsha well, you would mention something unique, peculiar in the parsha, which is contrary, in prima facie, to the very to the very nature of the affair. Gemara says that as the Nisan Yisrael of Israel, I mean, throughout the generation, that an affair must close with what? With different Nechomet. Not only affair, usually it's affair is passive. You close with different Nechomet. But an affair is no doubt about it. Every affair should close with words of solace and hope and prayer. Because the affair, then the affair, when the affair was introduced, when it was given by Yishini, every one. So it's to tell people, no matter how bad it is now, future will be a glorious one, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised to the Nevi'im. The family is royal and the redeemed. And they will gain independence and they will return to their land. This is almost the universal rule that the Afkir and the last few seconds, the last 2 seconds, should address itself to the community, to the congregation, and tell them don't be discouraged by recent events. Remember, the future will be glorious. The proof of what I say now, I mean, you can corroborate. What are the brochures out there? There's a company to these brochures. What do they say in the brochures out there? They say something. Rahim Al-Tilu, actually before, in the matter of fact, the patient flows in the name על מסכת סופרים, אז אני אגע את הסרט מברוכה, the whole congregation used to jump, לא נעתי ונמונים דברךו, ודברךו מדברךו, אוכל לישב ראיתם, תקיר מלך נמון ורחו נוטו, זאת אומרת, זה פרפס על זה הסרט. To encourage, to implant faith in it, and in a sense of confidence, confidence in the Torah, the Nevi'im addressed to the Knesset Yisrael on behalf of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, correct? There was hardly a single affair which did not have this, the conclusion of the a few words of courage, encouragement and solace. How? We can move it after the variation. Is there anything? This is an indictment of the people. Clear now the same official piece of Israel. And then the Navi reproaches the people, reprimands the people. Then מילי קריאת השם הולכים גלו, כי אם גילו צעיר לעבוד על אנגלית. אהלי, שורק מילי יורו. אז השם הולכים דיבר מילי ינר. וזה, זה לא זאת, זה דיבור, זה דיבור, זה דיבור, זה דיבור, זה קונקלוד אחר. I don't believe that this is we consider דיבור נכון. And all of this is actually, I mean, it's very, it's unequivocal. All of this is unequivocally determined to tell the people how bad they are, how corrupt they are, and that is both for them, will punish them. Why is this so? Because the fear of civilization is basically the fear of whom. Like the story of whom. תראה על השם אחרי שפיס ישראל ועל הבור עולי השבל על מיכון בצסף צדיק ואוויין בעבורן הלויץ. As a matter of fact, you don't know exactly whether it refers to Mechir HaSeikri. It might mean symbolically, I mean, symbolically it means people who don't practice justice, you know, when they're engaged in corrupt practices and so forth. You don't know that it is there. But then the pipe is certainly interpreted. Where's the source? For the period I need to keep her that I saw the mouth of stage and all death, with the crest is for the whole attack of this world. This is exactly our class, the capital. Because by Yeshiv, you don't jump up and look out on it. By Yeshiv, is basically the after school. We are used to think that after school is a privilege, an exclusive privilege of Shabbos Chazon. After school you will find in many, but particularly in the Parshas Hayis. Why Shabbos Chazon at the end concludes the glorious word of solace and suffering, and simcha, and joy, and rebirth, you and by Yeshiv, not a single word is in this. Why is it? So I have a strange idea in mind. When you go back to Yeshiv, this will be corroborated by now go back to the Yeshiva. You know, that's very... the Yeshiva Yaki the Yeshiva Yaki Beret Meguru Eri Beret Chnan Eri to a so Rashi quotes a Medrash, a Medrash Rami. Rashi quotes a Medrash, and when you don't know what a Medrash is, adds to the Pesukim, and why is it so important for us to know? So the Medrash says, Eid Midrash Buri Rashi quotes. A Yeshiv Yakif, Because Yaakov listened to Shaul. Yaakov wanted to live in peace. You know, Kofa Salam, so without any, suddenly, I mean, the crisis, the Joseph crisis, the crisis was actually the split, the next soil, the base of Rome, base Yaakov, into two enemy camps. Kofa Salam, the Rukzah Shoyes, Omar is vocal, is dialect, a victim, as she's sitting on the Elam Abo, and as she locks him, raises the Shalva Belam Abo, and Elam Felis and Yisrael, and the drama of Yisrael began to, was activated. What does the matter say? What does the Russia say? Well, of course the Yankee wanted to have Yisrael, you know. She thought, if a Yankee was good, and the stubble of me, you know what I mean? So it was because of course he won. What puzzles me the most is the variation Yankee Leretz Noam with the list of the dignitaries and kings and the chiefs of the nation. The Torah from Dora, I mean dedicated to Israel, Roper, first of all, the genealogy of the Jews of the Israel, family, Israel's home, and secondly, the list of the kings. And the Torah says, Lishma Melech Melech of Israel, the father of the Christian. I mean, you know that well, that the Kabbalah, the those two parshas, in Israel, plays an important role. The whole mystery of Shira Sakir in Kabbalah, it is derived from this part. But forgetting about it, that's nothing to teach in Kabbalah. But what is the continuity? For Yeshua Yahweh, is Rashi already says? No, yeah, my God, it's not here, but before it. The Ramban. Eile Yishuvayim v'Gilgulayim Atshibor l'kar Yishuv Sibur Hashemar Yosef Yosef בין זיין שונה, על ידי נגזר בלויות במצרים, זה אישו פשוט של מיכו, לזול הדיבור על אופנות, לא שרשת. אי בו מין בפשט עם הראש הזה כאן. מראש הקרות, of course, they did not want to speak in exoteric terms, because it is, but the Torah says here will be a shocking experience for us. But there is something else. And don't ask me questions before I am told. When I finish both of the wilderness of Avraham, Abraham, and concluded the covenant between in this community, in the whole, and between an Abraham and an Israel, the covenant, which included a covenant between his God and the community of Abraham, based on all. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me, I mean, actually promised me. Promised him something. What did he promise him? The Yisrael of Hem Levitin, and also an Indian land. He promised him two things. First of all, you'll be my people, wherever you'll be, my people. Secondly, the land will belong to you. This is the breeze. This is the the breeze been Akshoim, and all the covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I will give HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Abraham concluded. As far as Eretz Yisrael is concerned, Abraham was promised that Eretz Yisrael will be his. But there was a certain reservation. What was the reservation? They got to pay a price. Okay. Oh. She gave the Rachel Beret Lomayan, the Avodun Vinemism Abam Yisrael. But finally, after a long, long way, finally they come at the gate. I'm lying. There was Matan Oresh was included in the covenant, but in exchange for Matan Oresh, Abraham had to serve the slave, the bondman, for many, many, many years. When the Jews were redeemed from the tribe, taken out of the tribe, 100 years later, was it determined? But actually, I mean, it means we fulfilled the tenai, the condition. Otherwise, the Jews had no claim to us. Who gave to the Jew claims to Eretz Yisrael? What is the source of our claim to Eretz Yisrael? The fact that we were avoiding the claim, bondmen in Mitzrayim for so many years. Right? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not mention Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not mention Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim did not mention. They are clear where. Is any country which is not a part of the Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz they were here. So who says it was? It happened that Mitzrayim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu selected place. But as far as the Tanakh, the agreement that Abraham is concerned, the Eretz Yisrael was not mentioned. The Eretz they were. Mitzrayim was not mentioned. The Eretz they were. Now, Choron is just a really just a strange land to us, or was a strange land of Rome or his grandson Jacob, as Mitzrayim was a strange land later to the Shvatim. Can I say Mitzrayim was stranger than before? That's correct. So you ask me in the heart. If this be true, so the question is, why was not the land turned over to Jacob right after is spent in Choron 21 years? Why was it necessary? In accordance with the agreement, with the conditions of the agreement which HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Abraham reached. According, why was not the gave the Israel a better for him? But what the generation now will tell me because the 400 years. The 400 years was not reached even in the Mitzrayim either. What do you say in that? What do you say in that thing? Excuse me, that God.
Baruch
Hu is again,
David.
Yeah, Baruch Hu is again.
Baruch Hu is again.
Baruch
Hu. Baruch Hu.
What do you say? I mean, the continuity in our God. We show that the same alone. If we take care of one problem, there were no 400 years. I mean, the people may try, the Jews may try, did not spend 400 years. Much less to 200,000.
Okay.
But so what about the rest?
כן, קופסאי. לא,
because the Jews could not have survived in the Roman trial. And so forth. There are many answers. But there is only one thing. One thing that it did not turn the slavery to the trial for 100 years. And we did not, we were not slaves for 100 years. Much less. So what difference does it make? Whether it is 200, 210, or 26, 23. Years of suffering is different from our arithmetic. He has his own arithmetic. And what to us is difficult, Akadish Borg did is the pride does not, whatever is difficult, but for, what to us is difficult, does not mean that there is an, Akadish Borg has another system of counting and computing and adding up. It means in it, when you say Borg HaMokim Borg Hu, according to his method of time. The Rambam says about Averes for Shoshone, the Rambam says, when you weigh the Averes in the imagination of the Jews, however you weigh, for Shoshone, you weigh, the Lord might him have weighed, if we kill death, if we die this or kill death, in accordance, in agreement, with the Kodesh Baruch Hu system of judging. The title is, who are you there? And he knows how to wait. Sometimes the head appears to be a very light way. It's for us. But Kodesh Baruch Hu, it is very heavy. And et cetera. So this is the case, in the 400 years it could not stand in its height. So as it spent the 400 years, it would have disappeared. That's why Akadosh Baruch has reduced, perhaps temporarily. As sure as the Goethe Eden, that's what Akadosh Baruch says, so long and so difficult, is the payment of the debt we have incurred so many years ago when we left the trying before the 400 years. We are complete. But whatever it is, that's what he's saying about it. That the Roman Christian is actually classes. He shaped into the exclusion of us. This is his system of figuring, of adding up. It's his system. It's not, you shouldn't be in the mind of our minds don't grasp. That's why it appears to us as if the Gulas was trying, came a little too soon after. Came a little before it was promised. Before the time which Akadosh Baruch Hu has designated is Abraham. But Christian glasses, we show more of Roma Vino. Why did Akadosh Baruch Hu do it? We show more of the same of Elonu. ליחד בלבד, אין מדברנו אחר עצמנו, וחודר ודיר מסיין, חזור מסיין מיודם. בשביל שבובות רבי אישית, עתיקה לנגול השמצרים, כזה לכביבור, כזה לכביבור, היה מתקר, אז זה חווי זה מסיין, פיפו איזה, זה עצרי גם איתי. He would have applied a different system, a different method of counting, and then would have had, they would have remained in Mitzrayim for so many years, for additional, don't say 190 years, and by that moment, but by that time, there would have been no Jews. Shleich of the Vat Emet Olein Lechalestanim, and Shlecho Deir Vodeir Engim Olein Lechalestanim. Vakadish Baruch Hu Matzolein Hu Miyarom. That's why Akadish Baruch has taken us out after 210 years from Israel. This is also the reason why Die ist auch verbrüht, wir haben da eine Schöne mit Wannen, wir haben da einmal eine Schöne, und wir werden eine Schöne, wir brauchen eine Schöne mit Wannen. Das ist Jüß, die Nacht, weil die ist auch verbrüht, wir haben da eine Schöne mit Wannen, wir haben da einmal eine Schöne, und wir werden eine Schöne, wir brauchen eine Schöne mit Wannen. Das ist Jüß, die Nacht, wir haben da eine Schöne mit Wannen. In Holland, das kann ich nicht holen. So wird es nicht frei. Anyway, so finally we arrived at the decision is that the Mishbohu could have taken us out and in the Mitzrayim after Jacob came back, returned from God. Jacob had it. He gave him the rap of God at the end of what he did in the Mishbohu. He didn't send the Mishbohu in Mitzrayim. And logically, I don't see any reason why 210 out of 400 should be considered should be considered in accord, in harmony with the original agreement with Abraham. And 20 years not, you think? The answer is, indeed. When Jacob came back from Haran, he was ready to take a rest. So that's something that happened. He was ready to take a rest. The Aftorah Sakhalin Rohu was about to be implemented. And realized, a war abomination. And that's exactly why the Torah before that speaks about himself. Esav said, Esav, at the end. Esav. Where is the Esav? Where are they? The Esav is not the general, the general, the general, the general, the general, אשר רוחש גרץ נעם, ויילך על ארץ כפי יעקב רוחם. It means that he expected Yach is dead, and what else did he expect? That Yach will take over. And he said, since he had it from his father, ויילך על כימי תרס נעם, שנעם הורס, he knew that all the earth all belongs to Jacob, to Yaakov. So then apparently Yisrael heard the rumors, the gossip, that Yaakov is coming back, so he says, "Sotami, I have no place." So he moved to Har Seir. But Yosef, Esav, the Har Seir, Esav wedding. The Holy Rishus from Rav Mishael Yadav, the Yochel Eretz Migureim, Losh Shel Shemesh Mikne. So the Torah tells us that Esav is actually, Esav thought that Jacob's return will mean Kibush Oret, the conquest of the land. And not only it was Esav's idea, which was a part of the Aftorah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have precipitated and would have implemented that. That's what he says. See, that's what he says. ואלה המלוכן השמור פה בלב, תר המלך, ואז זה מלך לפני מלוך, מלך לבני ישראל. הוא מלך לבני ישראל, מלך לבני ישראל is a business of 400, so many years, מלך לבני ישראל is in the time of David. The answer is that when Yaakov came back from Haran, the Ashgoche was ready to hand him, to let him have her at his work, and in the same manner as Esav got out there, without a long introduction. Where till Yaakov is Esav? Where till Yitro? Is not Esav? Ratin lei Elisha, the Sasha, Yaakov was one of Jewish Yodim Israel. But this is the original plan of Akadim Bahala. Ratin lei Elisha, the Sasha, who lei Yaakov is Sasha. This was the plan, the original plan of the world. This was the blueprint. What happened? What happened? What happened? Exactly what later, hundreds of years later, happened with the Knesset Yisrael in the Midbar, with the instant of the Meraglim. You'll find in Bereishis, in the conversation between Moshe and Yisrael, when Yisrael extended him most heartily, Yisrael extended most heartily to join them. So Moshe was speaking in turn as a promise which is about to be implemented immediately. Moshe didn't know at that time that he will never have to talk. Because at that time, as the Jews crossed the Jordan, hadn't they been influenced by the Meraglim, the nation, the Klal Yisrael, would have crossed the Jordan. I mean, what walked up Aor HaTeva on it, Aor HaTeva did the elevation, as the elevation, the plateau. In Eretz Yisrael, which is the altitude quite high, and he would have taken over Eretz. What happened? Ralph Eden, Ralph Stickland, came back and said that he turned around Jewish history. The Jewish history was rewritten that moment, no doubt about it. It would have been a different history. With Moshe, that the Israel had crossed the boundary line separating Eretz Yisrael from Israel, from the Midbar. Exactly the same. The same stuff. Hadn't the brother, that's what the matter says, beating Shiak in relation to Shalom. Not to move anymore. Not to move anymore. How does Russia, the Medrash, know that this was Yaakov's intention? That's just enough. But now I'm there's no more going. Because if I'll be in Goethe any longer, I'll lose my children. They're young, they're very sensitive, they're susceptible to influences from outside the world. I don't want to move them. That is spoiler, that's all. Kill it. Not going to go for it. British Yaakov relation with Shalom. Why? That's important. The Yeshiv Yaakov, Beretz Noah, Beretz Migure Odri. The Yeshiv Yaakov, Beretz Noah, the Yeshiv Yaakov, Beretz Migure Odri. What is the emphasis? Beretz Noah, Beretz Migure Odri. The Yeshiv Yaakov, the Binion Ash, either the Yeshiv Yaakov, Beretz Migure Odri. But if you have to be there, so we are not. I mean, we know that you have to be there. The whole problem revolves about us. But, biggest answer is this. He said, but you said, Yaakov be'eretz Kanaan. And the Torah knew very well that, the Torah did not describe Eretz Kanaan. But be'eretz Mikuri Ovi. Not the Eretz Migure Avraham, but the Eretz Migure Avraham. Because if you think, if you dwell, or you establish yourself in the Eretz Migure Avraham, why you lose, if you establish yourself, or settle with the intention to do. I mean, in a land where Yitzchok lived, so there is only one conclusion, I mean, to the Exodus. There was no Exodus from that, because Yitzchok wanted to live out of Israel. After the war, he told them, shame, God, Hazel. See here, Abraham had a privilege. He went to Mitzrayim. He shouldn't have gone to Mitzrayim either. As the Ramban said, but you went to Mitzrayim. You have no privilege. Who wants Yah and Yah Israel? What do you call? Called Kulon Mechitsa. Rashi says, because it's
Alephima.
Alephima, all right, but this is called Kulon Mechitsa. Mechitsa is absorbed in the Mechitsa. It's like, it's forever. It's like Yishev Yaakov, the Eretz Tnuan. But it's not the Eretz Tnuan of Avramovich. It's not Avramovich. Avramovich is freedom of movement. So one day he went in to pass the fell on his path. Here when he's been deep thought, he debated in his mind whether to go to his crime or not. How could his war enter in? He said, we were enter in. That's the apostle, a Yeshiv Yaki. To work by Yeshiv itself means just to settle forever. A Yeshiv Yaki is the earth, the glory of it. Yaki, I mean, finally came back from home. Finally made up his mind that no goddess anymore. If you try, if you hear right here in Ashna, this man is Jewish history. That he'll take over Arab Israel. A nation Yaki, that's not means, and not to move, not to emigrate from Eretz. From the Asna, not to depart from the Asna, but stay. A Yeshiv Yaakov be Eretz Yisrael, be Eretz Yiguri Ovid. It means his dwelling in Eretz Yisrael would have been identical with that of Yisrael. Namely, continuous abiding in Eretz Yisrael, without deserting or the land or without departing from the land, but steady present in the land, the Eretz Megurei Oy. Because Yaakov, so what prevented? What prevented? Suddenly, I mean, something in it has no value in itself. The thing is passing, multicolored shares. I mean. That's what changed during this one. Anyway, I told the Yaakov Yosef, but it was not. But Yaakov's plan was not precipitated, it was not fulfilled. He had to leave Eretz Yisrael and go to Mitzrayim for so many years. And the original plan by Akadish Baruch, to have him to cover Eretz Yisrael immediately. Because the goddess condition was met. Not goddess, he had enough in his home. Ve'ele filled in Yaakov, Yaakov is shared for Shonaran, and the quarrel with the brother, and finally the Golis was prolonged for hundreds of years in a different land. And Yaakov were attained the Eish of the Shashayah, and Yaakov could have gotten the Natarashayah, but there it's known immediately, the same time as Eish. But unfortunately, because he is a good enemy with his brother, he's a Yaki will go on of your own. The nation of Yaki, I mean, this is the head, that has not only to us. It was tragic for Yaakov to go to Israel, and the clause of the Golas had been changed, not for 20 years or one after 30 years enough, but after his work had demanded from Yaakov and Bonner to 210 years, in 10 years. This is exactly what influenced the Jewish history to a great extent. So there were many different Jewish histories. And that's the reason why the Jacob and Jacob and the Yomi met years later Значит, «Ваиша» от него, «Ваи» пожалуйста, «Лоа» «Ваи» – «Ваиша». И «Бенемен» – «Оффа» – «Бога» 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 – Why did he cry? After all, it's the happiest moment. Why cry? Because Chum Beshamidosh. Blessed God, Chum Beshamidosh. Brought you the common denominator of Chum Beshamidosh. And Jesus, the Bechira Sintet. So they cried after they met each other. And after they embraced, they hugged each other. And so they cried. Of course, there were sometimes one cries because of joy. But they were too great and too strong and too disciplined in their character to go to cry. It's good for elderly people, for old women. but not for Yeshiv. For Yeshiv Minyomish. Snake de la Dea. So Rashi says that a good cause. A good cause. Because if you in the whole drama hasn't taken place. The whole Jewish history would have been a different one, completely different. The interesting is that's why Vayeshev Daktera has known the Holocaust. Because Vayeshev is Daktera, my story is similar to one as the Haftera. The affair is saturated with sadness because the Chum was prescribed already at the time when they sent away Yosef to slave traders in the tribe. And I want to call your attention to something else. In my opinion, the common denominator between the separate Vayeshev and Daktera, as we said, as we pointed out, you see this, the first pasuk of on Nichon HaKesef Tzadik, the Evian Babylon Alayim, or something else. You should take a look at Daktera. Take a look at Daktera first. Take a look at Daktera. And this to be well. There is another head that Tera mentions. What is the other head? What is the other head that Tera mentions? What? It's rude, we don't know what to do. The head with the Tera emphasizes, yeah, the Lord emphasizes and repeats and triples it. What head? What happened? So you read through that there. That there is the short one. No? It's almost important to know what is another common denominator. That's the revelation. The Aftere repeats a few times. Even though we all come with Nechem in Zim, Bachorechem in Zim, Afez Zeyn Beis Yisroel, Yom Abishem, Vatashkes and Yizirim Yoyim, Valan Yim, Tzvissim Leim Aleichem Nabu. And then again, Kiliyase Abishem Elikim Dovo, Kim Govo Seja Lavoda Bandi, Ari Shok Mili Yuro Abishem Elikim Dibra Mili Yimam. What is it? Apparently, during the Bayis Rishon, when Micho was the prophet in Eretz Yisrael, not in the Jewish Judea part, but in the Israelite part, they did not like the deal. The story Nomis was from Eretz Yehuda, not like certain Eretz Yehuda. And they came to Shomron was a metropolitan center. So Shomron has all the they adapted the pagan civilization as its neighboring neighboring countries. So Nizim were not popular. And then another king began to say, so much of the thing goes, those in Brach, Lacho, Allah, Yehuda, we come to them, go to the patronage, Don't tell us that. We don't want to hear no more. This is a hat, to stop a noble man, not on a hat, it's danger. But we tell the Tashkes and the Viri that the Viri Yayin, while I believe to be some lame already coming. Ayishak Ali Baya, the Terra Vale, Ayikin Kirkalem in the Nasa Gutin Rocha, in Tia Robo Ira, but the Shem Rosa, Kiriyasa the Shem Rikin can give a soldier of other than me. Ali Shaw, Mille Euro, and the Shem Rikin give a million other. This is the one that is the most greatest thing to is to stop and only from the living of the world. And because of that thing, Yerushalayim was coming up to fight, Shiva indeed was destroyed, and Aseret HaShvatim dispersed all over the world. What did the brother want Jesus to do? What did the brother stop dreaming? But Jesus did not dream, but prophecy. The mirror, my dear. My dear Halmeser, so Rashi interprets. This is not a statement by the Swati. But the brothers, the brothers said, we knew my dear Halamazar, how much reality there will be to his dream. It means the dreams were not just a common dream, but the dreams were a sparkle of the will, had a sparkle of the will, reflected the will. Because the dreams came true. What did the brothers want? The Yisrael said, I'll have a Mesa, I'll draw. They wanted the Jesus to stop prophesying. To be as realistic as they are. It didn't happen. This is the Yisrael Yaki Bert, the good oil that now. Very true is Yaki Yosef, and this is the head of the Tashkris and the Jirim Yoyen, that are being a matter of late novel. But the brothers didn't like the Yosef, this Halamechala, brothers. That's why later, so it means that what later happened in summer. Today, when the people of Shomron forbade prophecy, the presence of prophecy, and demanded from the being not to tell the people, but to be activist in worship, to suppress the message of God, it's exactly what the brothers did 100 years later. And here is this spells out, this spells Chuba. And the Kafir ends with one person. Ari showed me the hero, Hashem Akin Dibir, Milly Yunavit. The Rambam says, to me on the Rukhin, that a Novi, the will is not up to the Novi. I mean, it means to his decision. Whether to deliver the message by HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not to deliver the God's message. But he's compelled, he's forced to deliver. It's like a Ram says, it's like a glass of water. If you keep on pouring into the glass of water, it will begin to, you'll cause another flow. چون میدم میخو مایه ایسی که در سطح میخو میدم میخو که در سطح امی در سطح کمیونیکیتی ویزگاد مایه ایسی که در سطح even if you want it to bring it, it's an impossibility. And that's why this Pasha was selected as the Pasha's relations. But in a way, in the relations, the period Ben Rachim caused the whom, that's why when they fell on each other and they hugged each other, by Yifku, because they knew the history, what happened in Beis Yaakov will be reflected by Jewish history. From the Nisabu al Yerushalayim. This is exactly what why they asked. This is the affair by Yosef. If there had been no reconciliation between Yosef and the brother, if there had been no reconciliation between Yosef and the brother, it would have happened. So three of us, it was it. So then all promises that have been both made to Abraham would have been completely eliminated. And this is only the reconciliation about which we read. Last Shabbos saves the future. But not the way Akhil Bok wanted, but in a different way. It was prolonged, and everything was prolonged in the Golas Mitzrayim. The Golas Bodo, and the Golas Elim, and so forth. And what after did we read yesterday? I mean Shabbos. Just the opposite of the affirmation. Affirmation is gloom, complete gloom and mourning.
You
have to spend what you have to spend. Melech HaMashiach. The affirmation of Melech HaMashiach. Shnei Eitzim. Melech Echod Yirlam. Dorit. What is the last sentence? How is the last sentence? This is good. With them it is the relationship as in the case of the Vinam Soin, of the Dry Wochen, we start out with Jimmy Joel, or if you want to make start with Shabbos Chazon, with the Shabbos Chazon, we end up with Nachmun Nachman. We have the same in the three affairs, by Yosef, Yosef, and Yosef. You start with Chum, by Yosef. The split, the schism within the Yaakov community, Yaakov's house. This means home. There's not a single word that forest expressed by God is wrong. And you sign, and you finish, and you conclude the affairs, and the three affairs with hope and faith that God is wrong, will deny the people. And the Melech HaMashiach. The case figures Shabbos Chanukah. It's exactly the metaphor. And exactly the whole link between Shabbos Chanukah and the three Sabbaths. Those three Sabbaths are Sabbaths of Shabbos Chanukah. And the question, what is the Chiyasim got to do to Shabbos Chanukah? It's an old question among Bali Kriya. I believe that in what the idea which I developed, but the Kashi is not so terrible. There is something in common between the Chanukah, the event of Chanukah, and the Sefer Creation, and the way I developed לפי הפרק. אוקיי?
אוקיי.
אוקיי. קורה. קורה. משיח. תגיד, המרס שרנג' מרס. ביים שמין קייסן הוא יעשו תרודי. Everybody was busy. On the day of the gates were shut. Ruben busy. He was talking with Alice. He selected the day as the day of sleep. Well,
Yehuda.
Yehuda busy because he was Mishai, Mishai, sorry. Each of the shot in each had the arrangement that should serve and look at for us, the old Yaakov, one day in the week. So you heard me that Yehuda, I mean, somehow Yehuda say, well, I mean, Yehuda say, was in conflict with who he needs to be, not in the conflict, he wouldn't say, happened to coincide with the Messiah Jesus. Who or whatever, back of his brother, the members asked, I thought it was Jesus, coming over. Yes, of course it was Jesus. What did the Kodesh Baruch do? Also, the air and Shal Mashiach. He was busy moving the image of the Melech HaMashiach. Why suddenly here on the day on which Jesus was sold? The answer is, until the day on which of Mashiach Jesus, the Melech HaMashiach would have been one. The whole idea of Melech HaMashiach and the return of Angolas, this is because if Yaakov had remained in Eretz Yisrael, no one would have been able to remove him from Eretz Yisrael, to make him the top. There would have been no Golas, there would have been no need for Gula. The Ashgocha would have weaved a different image of the Knesset Yisrael. But once Yeshua was sold, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the people will not be redeemed immediately. It's a long, 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 long road leading to Gula. And that's why the Melech HaMashiach came. But this is not only Rashi, the Meirish Melech HaMashiach. The story of Roch, of Tomah. I mean, the story, the Torah told us the story of Tamar, and Yehuda. Yeah. It's all right, first of all, I need to show Yehuda's courage and strength of character. Not only to be sure, but to declare himself guilty, yes. Correct, yes. But there's another reason. Yeah, correct. But if the purpose was just to tell us that Yehuda, in spite of his failures and mistakes he made, had the ability to rise like a lion and to continue by saying such commonly, there was no need to tell us how many sons Tomor gave birth to, and the whole story is that Zorach Zorach. There was no doubt about it, and the Torah speaks about Torah. So it is the Torah relates itself, this story is related to another story. In Ruth, who parents have a אז רש זה, ובואו אלה, אלו ללם דוחו, אז דוד היא לדיסנדנט עפתה. If you understand the parasha of Tomo, and you combine the parasha of Tomo with the parasha in Ruth, where you see that Amechira says something happened, which cannot be just classified. Brothers have committed to sin. They prove themselves to be cruel. No, not only that. But the new history of the Jew, history of the Jew was rewritten by Kodesh Baruch Hu on that day. And his new history is already a history with a lot of suffering. A lot of suffering. And a lot of mysteries, I told you. And amazement. Which will finally, of course, lead to the birth of Melech HaMashiach.
Is that what
the mind goes after the truth is? Of course. A year, even more. So Rashi says, and
therefore,
they have a brain. All right, okay.